Boiling Mad Henry VIII. Henry VIII is referred to as Bloody King Henry because of all of the people that were executed during his tenure. It's estimated that 72,000 of his subjects were executed, and in a variety of means. As a matter of fact, Henry VIII was in favor of pressing, but he is also, in English history, the first man to make being boiled alive a legal form of execution. The act of legal death by boiling was passed in 1531. And that brings up all sorts of interesting problems, but this is ironic. The first person to be executed by boiling was a cook. His name is Richard Roos. He was the chef of the Bishop of Rochester. And he was accused of attempting to poison the bishop's household of people with a meat sauce seasoned with hemlock and nightshade. So that's kind of an interesting little concoction here. Of the group, six people became gravely ill, but only two died. The cook was then tried and convicted. Then he was taken to the town square in Smithfield. Everything's done in the town square. Everything's done publicly. I know this is kind of odd. This goes from the Middle Ages. You know, in the Middle Ages, you have people. It's almost a form of entertainment. It's advertised frequently. In French history, even into the 1400s, there were examples where towns who had not had a public execution for years would buy a condemned man from another town just to have a little get-together. It's bizarre. And of course the other thing is the finding people who are expert at all of these different methods. The chief executioners are rather unique. In this case, Mr. Roos was taken to the town square where a great big pot was hung on an iron tripod over a pile of logs, and he was cooked. Took about 2 hours until it finally finished him off. Now, records as to how many people were actually boiled alive have never been compiled. There's some people who study the history of execution, and you can find books called The History of Execution and The History of Torture Chambers and all kinds of stuff. It's a different group of historians believe that this might be the only guy where it might be a form of execution used for people who did exactly what he did, poisoning, trying to make the punishment fit the crime. It didn't last very long. This was only a punishment for 16 years. It was eventually repealed on the death of Henry VIII when Edward VI got rid of it and substituted public hanging, a far more, shall we say, humane execution, if you will. Henry is, you know, all sorts of stories and things about Bloody King Henry. I mean, it was 20 or 30 capital punishment type of crimes and all of that. So if you end up going back in time, be careful about what you do when you're trying to poison somebody. Now, as far as some information about Henry, some sources, The Great Harry by Erickson is a very, very good book. And for odd material on deaths, executions, and things like that, any of the history of crime or the history of executions are pretty good. In Pinotti's Extraordinary Endings, there's a whole section on the historical background of execution devices and things like that. So, hope you enjoyed that, and don't forget to come by SumaHistorica.com. Thank you.